Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Oh, yate, sahasi. So this is Cal Nez, and you are listening to Navajo Talk Radio. I appreciate all of those people that are joining us this evening, and especially to my guest. And I'm very much looking forward to this broadcast this evening. And I know it's late for this guest, and he is back east. And I do appreciate it, and I hope that, I know that we're imposing on his evening, but I do appreciate it. Tonight's show is going to be, as I put it on Facebook, and the event that is going to be taking place for this evening's show, the topic is about the news article that I think everybody's pretty much aware of. And that is the news article out of a newspaper out of Gallup, New Mexico. And also other broadcast or a recent story that has come out about our president, the president of the Navajo Nation, Mr. Russell Begay, and his spouse, and that is Dr. Chung. And here's the interesting twist that I want to talk about this evening. I want to kind of set the stage. I am not interested in literally regurgitating or steering anybody in any direction, meaning that I don't want to sensationalize this story, and neither do I want to go in there and add fuel to the story. But like I said, Navajo Talk Radio is about facts. And I think that you guys have the reason why that I'm doing this show this evening is that I've been looking at the newspaper. There was a follow-up in the Gallup Independent. And there was follow-up from one writer to another writer. I believe there has been an opinion. There has been a letter to the editor. And also, there is a huge discussion on Facebook, and it just won't go away. And you guys pretty much know what's been written. That's been the story. That's been what's been staged. Well, I am here And I have this guest waiting on the phone. And since this is a half an hour show, I want to just get to it rather quickly and get into the story. And I'll have him introduce himself and give us what all the background. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, this show tonight is that I'm curious why that a private investigator was hired, okay? I'm not so much interested in the name of the gentleman or, you know, he was just doing his job. And he was hired and he completed it. But my curiosity is this. I'm not interested really in the details of what the relationship between President and his wife. What I'm interested in is that who and what was the intention behind hiring a private investigator? And that's what I would like to talk about. So without prolonging the story, and I hope that he can hear me, and I really, really do appreciate it. And I think there's got to be some really factual information that we all need to hear. And I'd like to welcome my guest, Mr. George Taylor from Georgia. Mr. Taylor, can you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background?
Sure. Good evening. Thank you for having me, Mr. Nez. My name is George Taylor. I'm with AFPI Global Investigations, located here in Marietta, Georgia. And I'm a retired federal agent after 26 years of federal service and retired in 2013 and started my private investigation business. And I've been a private investigator now since actually 2007. And here's where we are today.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And specifically, you know, jumping right into the facts here, we have the several news articles that have been generated. And I want the listeners to know that you and I had a previous conversation. So based on that conversation, I just want to be able to indicate that you wanted to get some records straight. Am I right on that?
Sure. Whenever you called and was asking me about the article and so on and so forth, the article, as I told you earlier, was that the article was not factual in the respect of what all happened. So that's why I wrote the opinion that was actually – the article came out on the 14th of – on that Friday, I believe it was, and then – or Thursday. I'm not sure exactly when the article came out. I think it was the 14th. And then they did a they actually posted my opinion letter on Saturday, along with a corrected acknowledgement from the gentleman that actually – or the magazine that actually originally hired me to do my investigation.
Yeah. So specifically the magazine that we – or not the magazine, but the newspaper that that I've seen floating on Facebook has been the well-known newspaper. And then there is another newspaper. So can you tell me exactly how that transaction and what was the nature of the call from them?
I received a phone call from the Gallup Journal magazine. There was a writer for the Gallup Journal, Mr. Michael Benson, gave me a call out of the blue and asked me if I would be interested in being hired to do a investigation on trying to locate and obtain a photo of President Begay's wife Dr. Kung Chung Begay. And so I looked into it a little bit, and I told him, yes, I would. And we negotiated a price, and they couldn't meet my what I needed to have for my investigation. And believe it or not, I actually was talking to my daughter, who was only 10 years old, or actually she just turned 10. I was talking to my daughter, and I said, wow, I said, I was doing a little background on this investigation that they're asking me to do, and supposedly all these articles over in your neck of the woods, as we say in Southern talk, over in your back of the woods, they're talking about how this lady is missing, and which intrigued me to know that if she's missing and so on and so forth, why is she missing, and who this lady is. So I actually agreed for a much lesser price. It was actually only $200 because that's going to cost me to do some research and so on and so forth. So I have actually got probably many thousands of dollars invested in this investigation, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty. But I did it basically because of the intriguing of this lady being missing, according to the articles I read. And my daughter, who's in fourth grade, she is intrigued with the Navajo Indians, and she's gone through a couple of classes about the Indians and their how we all got started here in the United States, and how the Navajo Indians were impacted. And she says, "Daddy, why don't you see if you can find the truth? I think the Navajo Indians need to know." And that kind of inspired me. She's quite a young lady, and so I took it upon myself to continue the investigation.
Yeah, so now back to the actual, the News Gallup Journal is the one that you mentioned, and all that they were looking for was just mostly to identify the first lady. What was the
they wanted to identify her. First off, if you go back and look into any of the social media and on the web, there were no pictures of Dr. Kung Chung Begay. There was nothing on her except the fact that that what I was told was that this lady was the wife of President Begay, and that there was no photo of her anywhere to identify her, and they just wanted me to go and research and find her and photograph her, and that was the scope of my investigation.
Okay. Yeah, I do appreciate you sharing that with us. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, your host, and I have the guest from I keep mixing the words up, but it is Mr. George Taylor, who is the private investigator from APFI, Global
AFPI.
Investigation. Okay. Excuse me. I knew I was going to mess it up. Yeah. So, and we are talking about the news article. But, okay, now, so that sets the stage. So you are now out and about. How did you go about it, and what was the content of your conversation with her? But, and how does that distort or give some misinformation of what you shared, and with who, and where do things go a little off base here?
That's a lot of questions all in one time. Why don't we start off with let's start off a little slower here and just ask me a question and I'll answer it the best way I can. That's quite a few questions all at one time. So tell me what you'd like to know and I'll try to answer it the best I can.
Okay, well, let's just go right to the news article. You had indicated to me that there was some misinformation. Can you address those misinformation in the news article?
Correct. The misinformation was the fact that when I was interviewing Dr. Begay, she had stressed the fact that she was from South Korea, which is not communist, and they had written down that she was from, according to the newspaper article, that she was from North Korea, and that she was going back to North Korea to visit family. And one of the things that was stressed by Dr. Begay was she was from South Korea, she was not a communist, and that was a conversation that her and President Begay had had. And some of the concerns from their conversations of how it might be portrayed by the Navajo people. And she was very stern on making sure that it was noted that she was from South Korea, and which is not communist. And of course, the newspaper actually presented it as if she was a communist.
Right. Okay. So that's the first one, is that she is not a communist and that she is from South Korea, not North. And then what's the other one?
Oh my gosh. You're asking me, and I'm not in my office. I don't have the notes in front of me. I don't have the newspaper in front of me. It was in my opinion when I wrote the opinion to the newspaper about the concerns. I'm trying to come off the top of my head, but I'm not going to give you information that I'm not sure of. So if you figure it out, if you can read, I don't have the article in front of me. Like I said, I'm not in my office. I'm actually in my home, and it's 11:18 here. I was actually getting ready for bed.
I appreciate that, sir. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but there are other information that you felt was not exactly correct.
Correct. Let me, while you got me on the line, let me see if I can pull up my opinion that I wrote the newspaper, and maybe I can touch base on something while I'm trying to read it at the same time I'm talking to you.
Okay. Yeah. For all of those that are just joining us from all over the world, I appreciate it, and I thank you very much, and I really, really do appreciate the guest, Mr. George Taylor. And the focus of tonight's show is about, you know, that as suspected, you know, I started reading a lot of the information, and I started getting very concerned, and this concern is about, I'm not very much interested. This gentleman did his job, and how that he went about it, you know, he's explaining. And I suppose, like, if you did an investigation, anybody, and you share the information and it was twisted in such a way, you know, yeah, certainly I would be concerned. And so is he. And as a professional, it sounds to me like he took the effort to follow up on the story. And, really, in essence, what the president of the Navajo Nation, Mr. Russell Begay, and his spouse, that is their business. And, you know, I don't want to get into the details and make opinions. Those are your opinions. I'm talking about the listeners, if you have an opinion. And certainly everybody has a right to their opinion. But in this particular case, I started reading this thing, and it seems to me like when I read that private investigator, and I really hadn't seen the article until this evening, when I read that, it was just loaded right off the bat about mentioning this private investigator, and all the way through the article he was quoted, and so forth and so forth. I don't know if that was the agreement that they've made, which led me to think, why and who? Who was it? Well, we just found out that it was a Gallup Journal. But from Gallup Journal, I guess Gallup Journal, did they write an article, Mr. Taylor, that
no, basically they never wrote an article.
Gallup Journal never wrote an article.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, but so how did the information get from Gallup Journal to the Gallup Independent?
there was a very, very nice article written by the editor, and I don't want to use the word editor, but the freelance writer, that Michael, I don't forget what his last name is. I'm going to find out his last name real quick. I was looking for, trying to find that letter that we were talking about. But Michael Benson wrote an awesome story concerning Dr. Begay, and she was very humble, very educated, very nice lady who a doctor, should I say, who had a concern and love for the Navajo people, and he wrote an extremely very nice article, but for some reason, and it's not my call, they just did not publish it. And I believe that maybe Michael ended up talking to some other newspapers or magazines, and for some reason the Independent picked this up and printed the article. But it wasn't Michael's article. They did their own article and so on and so forth.
Okay. So the next question is that, did Gallup Independent contact you?
Yes, they contacted me to find Dr. Begay and take a picture of her. That's the only thing they wanted me to do.
No. I'm talking about Gallup Independent, not Gallup Journal.
Oh, Gallup Independent. Gallup Independent. Somebody from the Gallup Independent contacted me via telephone, and that was sometimes in the end of March. There was a couple of different writers contacted me over a period of a couple of days there. To tell you whether it was the Gallup Independent, Navajo Times, I know that Navajo Times had been talked to. Mr. Benson is the one that did the was talking to the different people about the public putting the article together. And again, I will say this again and make sure that this is on record, that Michael wrote an awesome story, and why it was written out exactly this, at the way that the Independent wrote it. They just had some things that were misconstrued on the article, but they did on Saturday write a correction, and they also posted my letter, which was important to me. I didn't ask them to do it. Yeah. I just sent it out to them, and they posted it themselves.
Yeah. Quite interesting. So did you find your rebuttal?
That's what I'm looking for real quick here. I just got online.
Yeah, we have about 6 minutes left in the show. And for all of those that are joining us, again, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, and I have a guest from Marietta, Georgia, and that is Mr. George Taylor. He's the private investigator that was hired, as we understand it, hearing from Mr. Taylor himself, by Gallup Journal. And then, of course, all of the different spinoffs from that story, and whether I was curious as to why that such, there's a lot of things because of that article, whether it was factual or not factual or whatever the intent was. It's unfortunate that it is a huge discussion on Facebook about what I consider to be a very personal matter. If those are the decisions for somebody to be married and their arrangement to be that way, well, that's their choice. And just like if, you the listener, if you have a certain relationship, whatever it is, that's your own, whatever happens under your roof, that's your personal business. And whatever your arrangements are, I would assume that, that you would expect people to have respect for that arrangement. But, I'm sitting here looking at these two newspapers, and, I will call them tomorrow as well. And I would like to get information as to how and why that you know, apparently they had to also do a retraction, possibly, or make a correction on their news article and why that the nature of that went. And again, it goes back to, I'm a Navajo. I am proud to be Navajo. Our Navajo Nation is not perfect. I never said that we will, you know, that we're perfect, but we are trying. We're trying to make our nation functional. And there's not a lot of things that we can sit here and, you know, that that separates us. But well, it unfortunately, this particular case, there's a lot of things flying around out there. And to, you know, I don't like the fact that outside entities, okay, and I'm not putting Mr. Taylor in this category. He was just hired to do a job, period. And he did the job, end of story. But I would expect that these outside entities can take information and make it right and do it correctly according to information. If, to give you a real quick example, if I did a painting, gave it to somebody, and somebody there took my painting and added something to it, yeah, I would be very frustrated. So we have about 4 minutes left. Go ahead. Okay. I would like to just have you finish. Take about a couple of minutes to do so.
All right. One of the things that they had reported was that that they had contacted the Gallup Journal, and they had denied ever hiring me. Well, they had actually contacted contacted someone with Gallup Journal that had no idea. So that was one of the corrections that they did. The owner of the Gallup Journal, Charles Van Druin, he actually wrote on my behalf. And stated that he did indeed hire me for $200 and that I was a professional and I had character through our course of the investigation. So that was one of the things that had upset me. It was that they're telling me that basically I was out doing this on my own and that the people who had actually hired me had said that they weren't, that they didn't. So they got that corrected. They did say that they did do it. Charles Van Druin did write a letter and got that straightened out. The other thing was at the very end of the article they were talking about, I had mentioned to Dr. Begay about her position as a first lady with the Navajo Indians. And she was, and I had used the term, you know, you had $165,000. Salary. That number was given to me by people in Gallup when I was talking to some various people over there. I may have gotten it wrong by $5,000 because I did see an article there about the first lady has a staff and maybe it's the staff's budget of $160,000. But they made it look like I had just come up with out of the air with this information. And Dr. Begay had no idea that there was even a first lady position, according to our interview. So I will tell you this, and I'll go on record to this, that Dr. Begay was a very honorable and very, very nice lady who was doing what she was, that her and her husband had discussed, according to what Dr. Begay told me. Whether true or not true, I can only tell you what I was told. And that she was only doing and staying in Georgia because of their conversations with her husband, the president. And other than that, that was it. And she was a very, very admirable lady, and I was very impressed. And it was a very humbling experience talking to someone who was considered missing. And she wasn't missing. She was a dentist here in Georgia, and she was retired and living her life here as they had agreed.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio, and I thank you again, Mr. George Taylor. We have about 10 seconds left to go. And You've cleared a lot of information up for us and the Navajo Nation. And thank you. Thank you very much. Again, this is Cal Nez, and this is Navajo Talk Radio. Thank you very much. And we will talk to you very, very soon.